Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll have some romance, see what we don't know, fulfill some requests, listen to This Week in Recording History, and celebrate Gene Austin's birthday. This past week, June 24th in 1960, the serial drama The Romance of Helen Trent was heard for the last time on CBS radio. It began in 1933 with Virginia Clark playing Helen, who was a fashion designer. The show's theme song was Juanita, which was hummed by Stanley Davis and Lawrence Salerno. Announcers over the years were Don Hancock, Pierre André, and Fieldon Farrington. Sound effects were provided by James Lynch. In the last of the show's 7,222 episodes, Helen and her then-boyfriend, Gil Whitney, were about to be married, but the couple never made it to the altar, just in case the show were ever to be renewed. So, to celebrate the romance of Helen Trent, here are some rapidly rotating records about romance.
The one to make my dreams come true. Oh, there'll be no blue notes in our little symphony, for we'll take all the blue notes and change them to new notes. Summer of all, we can always recall that night we found romance. Thank you.
up for little slice of moonlight. Spread it gently on a lonely country road. At the tender charms of somebody's arm. Brother, you've got romance alamode. Sprinkle everything in sight with stardust. Till the meadow looks exactly like it snowed. Add the tender bliss of somebody's kiss. Brother, you've got romance alamode. Take a cloud of perfume from flowers in bloom. Blow it high, high in the air. Then as strange as it it turns into dreams for people in love to share. Build a tiny house upon a hillside. Smother it with apple blossoms by the load. Add the sweetness of somebody you love. Brother, you've got romance alamode.
Some rapidly rotating records about romance to commemorate the radio serial drama The Romance of Helen Trent. We began with Barry McKinley with Dick McDonough and his orchestra and You're Looking for Romance from May 18, 1937. Then, whether or not he was looking for it, Walter Fuller and Earl Hines and his orchestra found romance on March 26, 1934. We finished up with one of the last recordings Fats Waller made, from July 13, 1942. That was Fats and His Rhythm and Romance a la Mode, with the vocal by the Deep River Boys. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on June 25th in 1942, the first broadcast of It Pays to Be Ignorant was aired on WOR in New York. The show was created by Robert and Ruth Howell, the producer and quizmaster was Tom Howard, and the panelists were George Shelton, Lulu McConnell, and Harry McNaughton. In this spoof of radio panel quiz shows such as Information Please, the panelists would grope for answers, but ultimately fail questions as simple as what color is a white horse and which player on a baseball team wears a catcher's mask. From WOR, the show moved to WABC and later to the CBS and NBC radio networks. So here to commemorate It Pays to Be Ignorant are some rapidly rotating records about ignorance, beginning with the Memphis Jazzers.
Thank you. love you so. Why I feel so blue, dear, wherever you go. And the reason that I find, dear, for your sweet smile. And won't you near me? Yes, all the while. Just because you're right, dear, are just like stars. And I realize, dear, how sweet you are. I'm all about you, can't live without you. That's the reason that I love you the way I do.
Thank you.
Some rapidly rotating records about ignorance to commemorate the radio comedy quiz show It Pays to Be Ignorant. We started off with the Memphis Jazzers in November of 1929 and Don't Know and Don't Care. Don't Know and Don't Care was written by black pianist Porter Granger, who may have been the pianist in that recording. Next, it was Ross Deluxe Syncopators, a band out of Miami, Florida, led by pianist Alonzo Ross, and Don't You Wanna Know. Don't You Wanna Know was a field recording made in Savannah, Georgia, by Victor on August 22, 1927, and it was one of 8 issued sides, all recorded at the same session. It was written by Robert H. Cloud, who played alto sax in the band and who went on to record with King Benny Nawahi. Cootie Williams also got his start with the band. The band broke up the following year after playing a 2-week engagement at the Rosemont Ballroom. We finished up with Jay Whidden and his new Midnight Follies band and I Don't Know, I Can't Say from November 16, 1926. Jay Whidden was an American violinist, but one of several American musicians to lead British dance bands. This band was formed in London in 1925 and played at the Hotel Metropole.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Coming up later in the show are some records requested by listeners. Well, if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear played on the show, you can do what they did. Simply send an email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. And it doesn't just have to be a request. You can send comments about the show, suggestions for a topic, or just say hi. The address, once again, glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, June 24th, marked the birth in 1900 in Gainesville, Texas, of crooner and composer Gene Austin. He grew up in Louisiana and at age 15 literally ran off to join the circus, where he learned to play calliope. He served in World War I, after which he teamed up with Roy Berger in vaudeville, and in 1924 they composed the hit How Come You Do Me Like You Do. Other Austin compositions include When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, The Lonesome Road, and Ridin' Around in the Rain. He began recording in the mid-1920s and became a star in 1927 with My Blue Heaven, which was the all-time top seller until it was edged out 15 years later by Bing Crosby's White Christmas. In 1935, Austin appeared in Klondike Annie, and he wrote the song I'm an Occidental Woman in an Oriental Mood for Love for the film's star, Mae West. He was a vocalist on Joe Penner's radio show in the late 30s, and in the 40s ran his own club in California named Blue Heaven. Gene Austin died in Palm Springs on January 24, 1972. Here's Gene Austin. Thank you.
sentimental baby, I see a tear. Sentimental baby, please tell me, dear, what makes you always feel so blue? What makes you act the way you do? Sentimental baby, cuddle up near. There's something I want you to hear. You see the sun come shining through. Sentimental baby, oh.
Misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Just like a feather blown by the weather, I never knew my mind, but I'm through with grieving, 'cause I'm leaving all my troubles far behind. I was a rover while a fever burned, now it's time that I return. Rolling down the river, my wandering days are through. Rolling down the river, just rolling home to you. Morning will deliver that port of dreams I knew. Rolling down the river, just rolling home to you. Lazy stream, just keep this boat in motion, because I'm taking home a cargo of devotion. Lord, I'm all a quiver, there's welcome home in view. Rolling down the river, just rolling home to you. Just rolling home to you. Morning will deliver that port of dreams I knew. Rolling down the river, just rolling home to you. Lazy stream, just keep this boat in motion, because I'm taking home a cargo of devotion. Lord, I'm all a quiver, there's welcome home in view. Rolling down the river to nobody but you. Little nest they love, nightshades falling, lovers calling. What makes the world go round? Nothing but love. When whippoorwill calls and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. A smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. A cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We hurry to my blue.
From September 14th, 1927, there's the recording that made a star of Gene Austin, My Blue Heaven, music by Walter Donaldson and lyrics by George Whiting. Before that, from 1930, the Stanley Adams-Fats Waller collaboration, Rollin' Down the River. Rollin' Down the River was preceded by another Fats Waller tune written with Andy Razaf, Ain't Misbehavin', from July 30th, 1929. We began our little tribute to Gene Austin with Gene backed by Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra on December 3, 1928, and Sentimental Baby, written by Jack Palmer. Crooner and composer Gene Austin, born June 24, 1900. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. I got a nice email from longtime regular listener Dan with not one, but two requests. I guess since the last request he made I couldn't fulfill, he hedged his bet this time hoping I'd have at least one of these two, but here are both of Dan's requests, beginning with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra.
Dinner was great. Don't let a compliment wait. Mention how pretty her dress is. It's the little things that count. How each little sign of affection will brighten the day. You are her dream of perfection, so keep it that way. And thank her for all she may do. She'll be so grateful to you if you will always remember it's the little things that count. Thank you.
best of a southern family. Did you taste the ham and candied yams and the chicken fricassee? If you've never visited the land of cotton, don't let anything detain you. You'll be swept right off your feet at the way they entertain you. When a dreamy, dark-eyed southern miss let you rob her of a little kiss, that southern hospitality. When she cuddles mighty close to you at the moment that you want her to, that southern hospitality. You'll find her dancing, entrancing. She sings and she plays. She can pick derby winners. And she's not bad at cooking chicken dinners. When you need a loving word or two, and you find she gives her heart to you, that southern hospitality.
Saint, his eyes were a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, and all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this nag till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old western soil. Singing high, old lad, don't you make me mad. I'm the devil's great-grandson, and I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big 44 gun. Daddy, daddy, oh, hold the dee. By heck, I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. I threw my noose on that old cayuse and once more took a ride. He turned around and soon I found his tail where his head should be. So says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me. Singing high, old lad, don't you make me mad. I'm the devil's great-grandson, and I'm doing my best to tame the west and the great big 44 gun. You see, just to have a spree when the meets old Sheriff Jim, with fistic fun and the big six gun, I buy the town from him. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar, then I ask for a bill of sale. But my face turned red when the contract said just 30 days in jail. Singing high, old lad, don't you make me mad. I'm the devil's great-grandson, and I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big 44 gun. Betty, Betty, oh, oh, love. Where the greasewood bats wear Stetson hats and the bad men all run free. Where they sold the jail at a bargain sale, that's the land for me. Where the desert ants wear buckskin pants and help me rule the land. With the ants and the bats and my two gats, I'll rule with an iron hand. Singing high, old lad, don't you make me mad. I'm the devil's great-grandson, and I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big 44 gun. Lady,
well, there's a rather eclectic mix of records in that set. Listener John wrote in after last week's show, which had a couple of segments on songs about fathers, to let me know that he recently became a great-grandfather, and requesting one for, as he put it, us old geezers. His words, not mine, folks. I did play some grandpa songs last week, but looked, and I don't have any great-grandpa songs, but I did find that one. I'm the Devil's Great Grandson. That was the Sons of the Pioneers in December of 1937 with the vocal trio of Bob Nolan, Lloyd Perryman, and Roy Rogers. Before that, also from 1937, but in stark contrast, was The Voice That Had Them Fainting, Rudy Valley, and That's Southern Hospitality, written by Sam Coslow, from the film Turn Off the Moon. Turn Off the Moon featured Phil Harris and his orchestra, as well as Franklin Pangborn and Grady Sutton, who played True Love Spencer. We begin with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with a vocal by Chuck Richards, and It's the Little Things That Count, from May 27, 1938. Some requests for listeners Dan and John, and I look forward to getting email from the rest of you.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Joe Hames and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Well, that's the salt. She may bend, but she won't fall. Hard to get dirty, that doggone hard to get down.
One of my favorite bands, Irving Aronson and His Commanders, June 25th, 1926, and Hard to Get Gertie, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. That was preceded by Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, along with Arthur Schutt on piano, May 4th, 1927, and Doin' Things. Eddie Lang was born Salvatore Massaro, but changed his name to that of his favorite baseball player. We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Phil Dooley, backed by Joe Hames and his orchestra, and Can't Do Without His Love from June 23rd, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.